even coronavirus can't keep us apart. Because we love you so much. From all of us at Bashani Radio app, stay safe.
Stay safe.
Stay home.
Stay home.
And keep us blasting on your phones. Bashani Radio app, always talking about everything. Download us free in the App Store. Kaboom! You heard?
Live from New York and broadcasted worldwide
on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Amazon Echo, Apple TV, Siri, and all mobile streaming devices.
Welcome to Productivity 360, your platform for all things productivity.
With your host, Dr. Vernet A. Joseph,
a.k.a. Mr. Productivity. It's time to talk productive.
To Productivity 360. It's your man, Dr. Vernet A. Joseph, with 60 seconds of motivational productivity and inspirational habits each and every day. What do? Right here on Bashani and iHeart and worldwide, folks, we bring you the best, the brightest, and love from all around the world. You already know that we give you the tips, the tools, the strategies, the philosophies, the practices, and the principles to make your life more productive. Well, today I'm going to give you a shot of productivity. I want to talk to you about the cost of ineffectiveness or inefficiency. The cost of ineffectiveness or the cost of inefficiency. Very quickly, I want to let you know that productivity is not a game. It is a lifestyle. It is a way of living. It is a habit that you should pick up now, not later, but now. Why? Because I need you to understand that every institution, every industry on the planet needs productivity. And I'm about to show you why. You have often heard me say, no one wants to follow a leader that is not productive. No one wants to take their money into a banking institution for an extended period of time who is not productive with their money. No one wants to eat at a restaurant if the chef is not productive in the back and from the beginning to the end, the experience is not good. At the end of the day, I believe that our world rises and falls off of productivity. Now, let's talk about this from a business perspective. There are over $37 billion lost a year due to inefficiency. And you all know that I love civility. So I have to tell you that civility is another driving factor when we talk about effectiveness and efficiency, because if you treat others the way that you want to be treated, if you respect other people's time, if you love others, if you walk with integrity and character, then you will also learn how to be effective and efficient. So again, $37 billion are lost every year due to inefficiency. Now, this can be in multiple areas, multiple levels, whether you're talking about leadership, whether you're talking about meetings, whether you're talking about performance, but $37 billion with a B, my friends, is lost every year because of ineffectiveness or inefficiency. I will even say to you how shocking it is that 12 hours out of most people's work week, 12 hours out of most people's work week are lost due to inefficiency. I'm talking about silly things, but I'll let you figure those things out. You can look around your job right now and you can see how people literally waste time. You know that I'm an advocate for those who invest their time because I believe wasting time is not the way to go because there is no return on the investment when you waste time. Are you picking up what I am putting down? I sure hope so, because if you are, guess what will happen? You will become more effective and you will become more efficient. It is sad to also report that over 31 hours of productivity a month in most organizations are lost to ineffectiveness or inefficiency. So how is this possible? And what are some of the consequences of being ineffective or inefficient? Well, I'm so glad that you asked. Before I get into that, I challenge you to get a pen and a pad out and begin to ask yourself, how are you being productive on your job? What are some of the things that you are using to be productive, to stay productive, and to increase your performance? What are some of the things every day that actually help you to stay on track? I'd love for you to send in some messages so that we can help people to see how they can be more effective and more efficient. Something as simple as having your favorite playlist in the background will assist you in actually getting more work done. Something as simple as having an ergonomic chair that supports your back so that you feel better can help you to be more effective on the job. Something as simple as having, you know, for those of you who are caffeine lovers, having your cup of coffee in the morning may be something that helps you to be effective throughout your work week. Something as simple as having a day that will help you to map out your priorities and to check your metrics may be something that will help you to be effective and efficient throughout your work week. But these are things that I know because I teach people how to be productive in every area of their lives. But how many people pay attention to these things? So again, I challenge you to write out what are some of the ways that you are effective and efficient on your job? And maybe help your leadership, help your organization to see how these things should possibly be used worldwide or organization-wide or however, whatever. Depends on what level you're operating at. Well, let me talk to you really quickly about the consequences of inefficiency. Now, we know that every action has a reaction, and those reactions have consequences. So what are the consequences to inefficiency? Well, if you're talking at an organizational level, man, there are so many different interruptions to the mission and the vision of an organization on a daily basis. You have multiple divisions within an organization, you have sections in an organization, and then you have the ground level. Well, at every age, every stage, every phase in that organization, there are interruptions in the mission, interruptions in the vision. You know, when you walk into a place like Chick-fil-A or Walmart or, you know, Target or some of these big, big corporations, they have the vision and the mission right on the wall. Have you ever wondered why? They do that so that it's forever present to any and everyone, no matter how long your tenure has been. It's forever present to the eye so that it can be reminding to the mind so that you will operate in accordance to the mission and vision. There is no time like the present. Anything that you can see, you can actually achieve. So when you walk around an organization and the vision and the mission and the core values are all around the organization, you are reminded on a consistent basis that this is the way we operate, this is why we operate, and this is the what behind the why on how we operate. But I have to tell you that there are so many organizations that don't have this model, that do not follow this model. And because they don't follow this model, they are affected by the cost of ineffectiveness and the cost of inefficiency. So an interruption to the mission or vision. Now, the next question that I have for you is how many times have you been sidetracked because of an interruption of the mission or the vision? I'm going to let that sit for a moment because many of you are going to try to glaze over this, and I'm challenging you not to do so. I'm challenging you to really, really dig deep and see yourself and see some of your employees and see some of your colleagues that you work side by side with and ask yourself, what, man, yeah, you know what, on a daily basis, you know what, Bob always comes in and he wants to have that 20-minute conversation about nothing. And yeah, it interrupts my mission. It interrupts my flow. You know, I call it a battle rhythm. I call it a battle rhythm because I was in the military. And that's the way we kept track of time, is by having a battle rhythm and knowing what we needed to do each and every day. So I challenge you guys to look at that. Another consequence to ineffectiveness and inefficiency is elongated decision-making, something that should have been able to been worked out and a decision should have been made just like that. It ends up going through a process that seems to just spiral downward and nothing actually happens. And by the time something happens, it's extremely too late, folks. It's extremely too late. So you've got to be careful of the consequence. And that consequence costs you time, it costs you money, it costs you effort, and it costs you energy. I hope that you all are picking up what I'm putting down. Have you ever noticed that even in your organization or your particular small business, whatever level that you may be at, that there's been a elongated process for decision making? Something that if you just took 15 minutes, you could answer, instead of it taking 3, 4, 5 days because it had to go to the next person and then the next person. You know, I love the way that Craig Rochelle says it. He says, cut the slack. If you can't get things done immediately, you want to know why, because maybe your process takes just a little bit too long. Are you picking up what I'm putting down? Man, I sure hope so. And let me tell you, when you start having interruptions to the mission, interruptions to the vision, when you start having elongated decision-makings processes, here's the next consequence. You start having low morale. Your people won't be excited about their job or their work, and morale will go low. Now, let me share this with you. When you have low morale in an organization, it's a problem. Why is it a problem? Because people aren't giving their 100%. People aren't feeling appreciated. People aren't feeling like they're heard or seen or whatever the case may be because of the long decision-making process, because of the interruptions of the vision, mission, their battle rhythm, or whatever it is. So therefore, now you're not getting 100% out of the employee. Your performance begins to tank. And when your performance, folks, begins to tank, I don't care what kind of business you run, when your employee's performance begins to tank, it's going to cost you money. I hope that you guys are getting it, man. So it's important to understand that the cost of ineffectiveness and inefficiency will literally cost you dearly. Now, here's another one. The moment that you start going down this rabbit trail, this is a problem, and I hope that you don't get there. But if you find yourself there, there's always a way to correct it. And that next consequence is what I would call team war instead of team work. When you have team war instead of team work, you definitely aren't getting the mission done. People surely can't see the vision. The decision-making process is ridiculous. The morale is extremely low. And now what happens is your people begin to snap at each other. You've got to find a way to right the ship, to put the banks on and boundaries on the actual journey, and you've got to correct it. Because if you don't have teamwork going on, but you literally have team war, man, I'm telling you right now, that's a problem. So I'm challenging you to make sure that you're paying attention to the things that I am literally sharing with you. Lastly, I'll say another, and it's not lastly, it's just the last one that I'm going to share with you today, is that a consequence to ineffectiveness and inefficiency is what I would call wasted time or lost time. Wasted time or lost time. And you've got to be extremely careful with this. Many people are going to say, oh, I don't care about that. Well, let me help you to see it from a different perspective. As a boss, as a CEO, as whatever, founder, whatever you want to call it, you pay people according to time and according to tasks that they complete. If people are wasting time, then you're paying them to play games. If there is lost time, then you're paying for something that you cannot recoup. So I hope that you recognize that wasted and lost time is literally like throwing money to the wind. So I hope this helps some of you who are listening today. Let me share another thing. When we start talking about consequences to the cost of ineffectiveness and inefficiency, there are also things like this that will happen in your workplace. Your employees will become lethargic and they will start coming in to work late. There will be no guidance from your managers or your supervisors or those who you left in charge. There will be an extreme lack of clarity, and it seems like people are running around like chickens with their heads cut off. There will be multiple distractions, and it seems like distractions just continually get multiplied over and over and over again. There'll be unnecessary, I like to call it repetition, whereas repetition is the art of education. But when you're starting to talk about the issues in the workplace, this type of repetition becomes unnecessary and then causes people to snap. It causes people to walk away. It causes people to hang up the towel. And then, of course, it's the biggest two C's that you want to make sure are really working in your organization, and that's communication and commitment. But when it comes to this, ineffective and inefficiency, you find that there's a lack thereof. There's a lack of communication. There's a lack of commitment. And that is a problem, folks. That is a big, big problem. So let me share with you how you can correct this. Let me share with you how you can help your organization go from failing to thriving. Number one, you create a system that allows clarity to go in so that clarity will come out. You create a system or a strategy that allows clarity to go in so that clarity can come out. And what that actually means is you've got to have the proper, which is the second one, the proper flow of communication. In order for you to have clarity going in, you've got to construct a system that helps everyone to get the information that they need in a swift manner, that everyone is informed, and that everyone feels like they're a part. And the way that you do that is by having the proper channels of communication. Now, when I say proper channels of communication, I'm talking communication flow. That means it's got to be like a highway, folks. There's information flowing down and there's information flowing up. And the reason for that, many people will think that everyone has to have all of the information. And that is a misconception. That's not how it works. Everyone can't have all the information. But all the right people in the right seats, headed in the right direction with the right information, will cause you to be successful, significant, and make an impact every single time. So information flow both up and down, and make sure that the lines are extremely clear. The third thing that is going to help you is maximizing technology. Maximizing technology. Now, let me share this with you. I've done several shows on this where we talk about becoming a digital disruptor. In this day and age, you need to be able to use technology to the fullest. And you've got to teach your people how to do so. I can literally, just as I am doing right now, speak to millions across the world from one platform. I can cause that one platform to streamline into multiple platforms. And I can create a system and a rhythm that will allow this platform to do what I need it to do 100 different ways. So as a person who is looking to improve effectiveness and efficiency in your organization, the three simple things that you want to do is make sure that there's clarity going in so that there will be clarity coming out, that you create the proper channels and flow of communication, and that you maximize technology to the fullest. Quick recap, and I'll close. $37 billion are lost every year due to ineffectiveness and inefficiency. 12 hours a week, 12 hours a week are lost due to this. 31 hours of productivity a month are lost in most organizations due to inefficiency. Man, that's a big, big number. And I hope that you all are picking up what I'm saying so that you understand the severity of the cost of ineffectiveness, my friends. Here are the things and the consequences that you can evaluate if it's happening in your organization. Interruption of the mission and vision, elongated decision-making, low morale, team war instead of team work, lost time and wasted time. Issues that you can also look for, or symptoms, if you would be where there is extreme tardiness or lateness, no guidance, lack of clarity, distractions being multiplied in the organization, unnecessary repetition on multiple fronts, lack of communication, and then, of course, lack of commitment. Folks, I hope that you take this information and you do an evaluation for yourself. But at the end of the day, it is all about how we train, how we teach, and how we move forward as a unit. So let me share this with you. You were born to shine. And the question is, will you react or will you respond when the tests of life come? You know what I always say. I want you to be innovative and be productive. But most of all, get out there and live to produce. I'm your man, Dr. Vernet A. Joseph, every Friday right here on Bashani and worldwide. Check us out on the app so that you can get that thing streaming anywhere you go. Until next time, folks, be productive or be replaced.
Thank you for listening to the Productivity 360 Radio Show
with Dr. Vernet A. Joseph.
Interact with Dr. Vernet on the Productivity 360 Radio Show Facebook page.
For books, coaching, or speaking inquiries, visit livetoproduce.com.
Until next week, be productive or be replaced.
Even coronavirus can't keep us apart because we love you so much. From all of us at Bashani Radio app, stay safe.
Stay safe.
Stay home.
Stay home.
And keep us blasting on your phones. Bashani Radio app, always talking about everything. Download us free in the App Store. Kaboom! You heard?